Right, so the Shia this week is being sponsored by Yossi Brachfeld, Nishma's discussion with Father of Moshe, and Yazhil Olshon. The yard site is Tess Nissan. Shlech Rashiva coming all the way from Yisrael to say the Shia.
A gute Woch. Bershus, Merev Raboisai. And so the story goes that the fellow came home, the Tata came to him from Shiel, and he tells his wife, "You forgot to prepare the Zroya." So she says to him, "You forgot to prepare the Zroya." Is this the Shalom Bayis program? No. So I'll tell you the story anyways. She told him, "Lemaisa, it's Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. Prepare the Zroya now. Yom Tov, Megman, Ta'echel Nefesh." So he says, "Yeah, but you have to eat the food. You're not mutter to make on Yom Tov Eichel unless you're going to eat it." So she told him, in the Mishnah Berurah says, so in such a case, you're allowed to eat the Zroya the next day. The next day, he's about to eat the Zroya, to turn out that when he cooked last night wasn't a problem. Chab Tzachon, he used a grate, like an iron thing, to hold up the Zroya. He used the chumetz sticker one. He used the, it was cleaned already for a few days already, you know, but it wasn't nois and tam l'shvach, it was nois and tam l'fgam, straight into the Indian. But he realized, b'chol eifin, he had used it with a natlap, with a nois and tam l'fgam iron thing. So could he eat it? Is he having a solution? Well, let's see. Anyway, so there's a Mishnah that says, in Avoy the Zohar, as the Olam knows, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Sheh Banosi Benoisin Tam Oser, Kol Sheh Ein Benoisin Tam Mutter. So there's a klal that Tam, we know there's a din of Tam Ki Ikr, which is either learned that from Mishras, or we'll see soon other Makairis, and then becomes a Shaila, Machloikis Tanoyim, what's the din if it's Noisin Tam Lifgam? So Rav Meir learns it out from Giyulei Nochrim. By Hagolas Kalim, by the Goyim, it actually required to do Giyulei Nochrim, to be magal the Kalim, Frek Rav Meir, Bavarns Rav Meir. But it's already more than 24 hours, and there's a Pagam, and still it required the Yidden to do Hagola. Must be, even though it's Nois and Tam Lefgam, it's still considered Tam Ke'ikr. The fact that it's Lefgam is not Mutter. Reb Shimon August, he says, no, we learned it out from the Vela. Just like by the Vela, it's only Osir if it has a good Tam, and if it doesn't have a good Tam, then not. And the Gemara makes it a Machlekes Rav Meir and Reb Shimon. Frek Rabbi Kivager and Gilyon Ashas. What does Rabbi Kivega ask? You're talking Rabbi Kivega, but Zok Rabbi Kivega? He says, I in Toisvis Erechin. Right? You have that one? What does Rabbi Kivega mean to ask? Rabbi Kivega means to ask, how could you have a double machloikis that Rav Meir learns it out from Geulei Nochrim and Rav Shimon learns it out from the Vela? Let one of them have a makar and the other one say, I hold. Meaning, what's the pashtus? What's the assumption before a makar? Is Nois and Tam Lefgam Osir or Mutter? So the MS is like this. There's a major shtel in the sugi of Nois and Tam Lefgam. I understand if the thing is mamish saruach, like the Gemara means, nevela srucha, and the Gemara says, v'reb shimin nevela srucha lo yitzruch kro, remeir lo yitzruch kro. But when you're talking about natlap, natlap doesn't mean that it's mamish a tam saruach, it's just, you know, a bissel, a pigim a little bit. How could you learn out from nevela that's mutter? The thing tastes quite good. The extra Tosefes Tam that the Dover also put into it is not Mamish L'Shevach. Okay, but it's not Nishgeferlich. And how do you learn that from the Vela? So there's a famous Machlekes Ran and Rashba, which will say Mamish in 2 minutes, in Shtelavek. The Ran says, you know how Natlap, which is only a small Pogam Diketam, you know how you know it's Mutter from a Nevela that's Mamish Saruach? Because why when you eat the Nevela that's Mamish Saruach, why is it Mutter? L'maisa doch, it's Nevela. Teres says, because you're not having any hanah from it. And the yesoid of the Isser is you're not allowed to be nehene. So we're learning out that by nois and tam lefgam, even though it's only a tiny pagam, the food tastes quite good, there's a small echling of the macholos asuras, isn't it? Oh, but you're not being nehene from it. You're eating the potatoes. The potatoes have epicetam of nevela or of agzara or whatever tarubas is there. It's not a good taste, but it's nishgeferlof. Yeah, but you're not having hanah. Atkadekach says the Ram tremendous chedush which the machaber brings. In Yeruday and Sinikov Beis, if because of the thing that was Nisarif, it's a noisen tam of gam, but the kamus, not kamus, the amount is Nisrabe, so you have more portions to dish out, then it's usr. Because you're being nene. You're nene that you're gaining that there's more of it. More potatoes. With the noisen tam of gam, the veil is, you're being moist of the Rashba argues, and the Rashba says, no, that's not the Yisoid. The Yisoid of Tam Ke Iker is that there's no chiddush of tam ke'ikr once it's tam lefgam. It's a yisoid in the etzem yalfusa of tam ke'ikr. And Rabbi Kveger and Shuvin Kufsa Machvov has a big arichas to explain why you need both of these factors, and just in a nutshell, that's a famous truva. You could look it up in Kuf Samach Vav, that Rav Meir holds nois and tam lefgam is osir, even if it's roiv heter. And that's what he learned that from Giulei Nochrim. Giulei Nochrim is these goyim had kalim that you took from the Muhammad of Klal Yisrael there. It's mostly just a kli. It has a little bit of a blias of, and even that's osir, because even when it's roiv heter. Rav Shimon, who's matir, the chiddush was Rav Shimon's matir, even if it's roiv iser. And that's why you need both makairis. And that's just a synopsis quickly of the sugya. One other detail, a stickle of a problem. Kalim, when they have belias, are only usa for the first 24 hours. Well, actually, it's called bas yoimai and ben yoimai, bas yoimai. It's a machloik, it's rishon in 2 days in the machaber, if it's 24 hours, or it's a din tul shkia, or is it tchilas halayla that does it, or the soif halayla. It's various shittas. What constitutes bas yoimai? But on all fronts, frek the ritva, upon bakasha. Melchemes Klal Yisrael, why do you have to give the Yidden instructions to do Agolas Kalim? Savlanut! Wait a few more hours, wait till the next morning, get the river. If you hold Nois and Tam Levgam as mutter, like Reb Shimon, why Bechlal was there Agolas Kalim? Well, for someone that was in Russia, needed a coffee now? What was the whole parsha? What was the parsha of Agolas Kalim? It's a pella. The Ritva talks about it, he says a few different terutzim. One fascinating terutz that he brings from the Ramah, which we don't paskin like Halacha Lamaisa, which is a tremendous chumrah, and a tremendous kula. The Ramah says that bas yoimi means a kli, not 24 hours, it could be 20 years later, a kli that only had mixer of taruvis one time. It's bas yoimi, only one time something went in, so then it's also forever. If this kli already had more than one time tarfis mixed into it, so anyways, it's all mixed around, and then it's already not bas yoimi. It had more than one thing. A tremendous kula and or a tremendous chumra at the same time. Yeah, that's something else, because the placey, that's the placey that after you have to wait again, because the water, the placey has the chiddush that when the water goes in, it's rima oyer it, and that's a topic. We won't talk about it. It's a topic, one of the topics I'm skipping as we're going along. I'm also going to skip about what do you do when you find a fly in your soup, because it's a whole shayla, because it's a berry, and it's like some time, and I want to get the emes. I was thinking, since it's before Pesach, I want to talk about the sugish that the oilam has been doing the past few blot in reference to Pesach. We have natlap. We have Reicha Milsa, we have all kinds of Gishmak Esugis here. How do they affect us, Legabe Pesach? And maybe, if you don't mind, I'll talk to get to the story, the Olam's in suspense. So this fellow that came home, and he prepared his Roya, on Yom Tif night, with his Chometz Tikkakli, what he's supposed to do is, on Yom Tif morning, no, give it to your Svardish neighbor. Because it's a machlekes machabrim on simetof mem zayin sif yud, where the nois and tamal of gam, and this is the main topic of the shir, that basic tenets of taruvas that you know about in the sugis, for some inyanim chametz is more chomer, and for some, no, chametz is azoy vikala terakula. Why are we more machar by chametz for some inyanim? We'll explain. But specifically, so far, we're going to go in order, or not, but nois and tamal of gam, which we paskin like Reb Shimon, that nois and tamal of gam is mutter, but what about by chametz? Are we more machmer by chametz? With Indian, fill in the blank. What's the first one we're doing? Nois and Tam Lufgam. Are we more machmir by Chometz and Nois and Tam Lufgam? Machloikus mechaberimo. So this guy, he prepared his Zeroya Yom Tif night. His only hetet to have done that is to eat it. He can't eat it if he's Ashkenazi because the Ramah says Nois and Tam Lufgam is osur on Pesach. But if you hold like the mechaber, you bring it to your Sfaradish neighbor, he'll be able to eat it. And it turns out you didn't cook umzist. The Sfaradish doesn't know what's umzist, but you didn't cook umzist on Yom Tif night. But let's take a flow through various halachas legabe chametz. The basic thing I want to go into is, if we can accomplish that, is simen tof mem beis, and then tof mem zayin. A few basic in yodam. Again, it's sugyus you've learned in the past few blot, but not legabe avodah zarah or tevel or whatnot, nevela, specifically legabe chametz. Simen tof mem beis is the simen of taroivis chametz, le'inyan bal yirah. So let's start with a question. Is there Baal Yeirah on Taroivus Chametz? Big machloikis Rishonim. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the third parak of Pesachim, Eilu Oivrin Ba Pesach, that's the name of the parak, Eilu Oivrin Ba Pesach, Kuta Chabav, Lishaych Ramadi, the whole works, that's a list of Taruvus and Nuksha. But what does the words mean, Eilu Oivrin Ba Pesach? Machloikis Rishonim. Does it mean Eilu Oivrin Ba Baal Yeirah? That's how a lot of Rishonim learned, that there's Baal Yeirah on Taruvus Chametz. Or does it mean Eilu Oivrin, if you eat it, or it's Oivrin Men HaShulchan, you remove it from the table, or you're Oivr Isser Achila. This says, we know there's a special Chiddush that even Taroivis Chametz is Osir, but is that only Lagabi the Achila, or even Baal Yeirah? That's a Machlekes Rishonim. Let's go with the Mechaber, who in fact paskens that this Bal Yeroah on Taroi v'schametz. So there's a fascinating Zach, the Mishnah Berurah brings it lahalacha. It's a machlekes kesef Mishnah Magid Mishnah. Maybe we'll even say a taich in it. Murder the kechidush I saw from Rav Moshe Feinstein, but let's go in order. The Mishnah Berurah brings halacha lamais. He brings like the kesef Mishnah. Let's say you have something that's not even kezayis bechdei achilus pras. You have a taroivus of chametz. It's such a minimal amount that's mixed in a much bigger taroivus. If you would eat it, it's not kezayis bechdei achilus pras. If you would eat it, and even if you would eat a pras, forget about eating a kezayis, even if you would eat a pras of it, but it's not a kezayis bechdei achilus pras. No chorus, pashtus no malchus, maybe it's osam ederabonon. Mr. Brewer has it sad, but this Bal Yeroah, you gotta burn it, you gotta get rid of it. Because who said the Bal Yeroah Gedorim are directly tied into Achila? For Gidrei Achila, since it's not a Kezayas Bechdei Achila's Pras, so if you eat it, you won't be Chayiv Karas. Oh, but Bal Yeroah can noch sein. It's a fascinating idea. You have something that if you would eat it, you're not going to be Chayiv Karas, and maybe not even Malkus. But assuming that there's Bal Yeroah on Taruvus, once you assume that leap of faith, if you assume that Hanocha, Machlekes B'Shoinim, then the Bal Yeroah on Taruvus could even be in a case when it wouldn't be Asab Achila. Now, when I saw that, I was in a spall, and I'll tell you why. I once said a shir, I think maybe over here, other places, on a similar topic. You know, there's a famous Hanocha, and a lot of people say it's a pasuk, that the Isser of Bal Yeroah is a Dairaisa, but the time of the Kra is Kedei, that you shouldn't come to eating it. Ach Bayam Arisha Tashbisu. Why? Ki kol oichel chametz v'nichrasa. Come out, it's a ran, come out, it's a pasuk. That Bal Yeroah is so you shouldn't come to eat it. Not a zaitika the rabbana because of. That's what the Torah says. So hayitochen, there should be something that's not osur ba'achila and still have Bal Yeroah. And the truth is, over my searches over the years, I found a lot of cases like that. Chametz is osur, even ba'bal Yeroah, according to some Rishonim, from Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Big machlekes, Rishonim, Steer and Rashi, Bakanta read. But the sad that there's Bal Yeroah from Chatzos on Erev Pesach, the chorus only kicks in at the night. Why? I thought the pasuk says Bal Yeroah is connected to the. There's another sugya in Beitzah Daf Zayin. What?
The pasuk's just giving.
Avada, not directly taught. Okay, but there are Rishonim that say it is. Another dugma is the shir. There's a famous sugya in Beitzah Daf Zayin that discusses if the shir of chametz is kezayis or kiseves, machlekes v'sham v'shilol. Without going into the details there, but there is a tzad like Havim, according to the Rishash, that something is not going to be osur b'achil. It's not big enough, but there's already Bal Yeroah on it. Like, that's wow, that there's Bal Yeroah on a smaller shear than for eating it, which is something similar to I'm doing here. I've had a few other degmois over the years, but I want to pick one that's chaviv by me, that was just mischadish recently. Had an interesting shiloh. Is there Bal Yeroah on tam? Meaning, let's say you have potatoes, that because they were cooked in a certain way, they have tam of chametz. You cook them in a chametz tikka pot. Or you cook them with a tiny amount of chametz. Chametz is gone. But it's potatoes, yeah? Potatoes is not kitlius. The Chaya Odom holds it is. But b'hakoyel halacha kechaya odom, chutz mechaya odom. Kenish leaven on potatoes. Potatoes are mutter on Pesach, akuponim zichel, like the Sfaradim, pashtus, like the Ashkenazim, except for the chaya odom. If your potatoes have tam chametz in them, you're allowed to eat it? No. But is there Bal Yeroah? Is there Bal Yeroah on tam? So the Chof Yankiv, Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit says, no, it's not Rabbi Yaakov, that was someone else. But the Chof Yaakov says, Shulchan Aruch, there's no Bal Yeroah on tam. But the Chazanish argues, you do with the Kechazanish, famous Chumrah. The Chazanish holds this Bal Yeroah on tam. Tam ki ikr. This Bal Yeroah on those potatoes. This Bal Yeroah on those potatoes. So I had a shayla. Is it also to eat nois and tam lefgam on Pesach? Right? Let's say you have potatoes that have a tam of chametz, but on an oifen of pegam. Is it also to eat? I hope someone remembers this. I spoke about it a few minutes ago. Is there nois and tam lefgam on Pesach? Machlokes Mechaber Ramah and Siman Tov Mem Zayin. That's about whether you eat it if there's nois and tam lefgam. I want to know, like the Chazanish, is there Bal Yeroah on nois and tam lefgam? Now, of course there isn't. Do you have to sell your chametz to kepatz on Pesach? Does anyone hold? You have to sell your chametz to kepatz? You sell the blius, which I don't know how you sell blius. I don't think it's able to. I don't think it's able to sell. And if you do, you have to toivel them all afterwards. You have to, not cash, you have to toivel. You bought it from an offri. No one sells the kelim. I mean, they shouldn't sell the kelim. But like the Chazanish, if you're a Svardi Chazanishnik, right? So you hold that there's not lapis oster, and you hold that there's Bal Yeroah on tam. Why there's no Bal Yeroah on your kelim? Again, right? If there's Bal Yira on Tam, and you hold even on Chum, it's nice and Tam Lefgam is also. Why Tak is there no Bal Yira on the Kalim? On the Kalim. So the Emes is the Chaznish Lashitasi, he says there's no Bal Yira on Kalim, because it's Mapoilus. A Moira de Columbus, he says. It's Lashitasi. Yeah, it's a Chiddush of the Chaznish, yeah. The Chaznish says a big Chiddush, it's potatoes, it's potatoes! Not, but it has the time of Chumash to Bal Yira, the Chaznish also is Bal Yira. You can make a bracha when you're burning it. Like the Chaznish, I mean, we want to be machma for the Chak Yaakov, you shouldn't do it. But like the Chaznish, it's Bal Yira. Tashbisu, it's Tashbisu on the potatoes. Because I said potatoes, you're burning it, you're doing Tashbisu of Tam. Rabbi Chonon says that the Yisoid of Tam Keikr is because even when it's really the Vela and everyone that has a murder, Rabbi Chonon. I didn't say they interrupted, I'm going to tell you a minute. Tam Ke'ikr, the Rabbi Chonon says a famous ach, when you eat real nevela, right, you can have nevela, like a kazayis of nevela, and then you have potatoes, which has a tam of nevela. If you really accept Tam Ke'ikr, that means it's usher to eat those potatoes, yeah? Zok Rabbi Chonon, you know why? Because when you eat nevela also, you know what's usher? Not the meat. The tam is usher. That's the tam. The tam is usher. So what's the mali if the tam is in the nevela, the tam is in the potato? Chaznish takes that vort so stark that there's Bal Yira on tam. And then I'm asking, there should be Bal Yira on bliss, even when it's a day later. It's not lap. But like the machaber, not lap usher on Pesach. Chaznish Lashitosi says that it's Mapoilus. He says the bliyus inside a kli is like chometz shenofalov of Mapoilus. It's a big vort. That it blames Mapoilus. It's a whole story by and of itself. Now, this is basic so far. We're just handling basic halacha lemaisa. I want to take a pilpul. I was in Chadash 2-3 weeks ago. Moira de Gazach. I had enough from this. This is mamasha. But this is lepilpula.
Do you have to
sell the Chumash Tekken game? No, of course not. It's a machaber and Tofnan Aleph that you don't. I'm just being mazel like the Chaznish, why not? Avad you don't. So you can sell the Blias. You can sell the Blias if you want.
What does that mean, sell the Blias?
You sell the Blias. You don't sell the Kli itself, you sell just the Blias.
Now, how's the guy going to get the Blias?
He'll figure it out. What do you mean? He'll come, he'll cook a coffee. He wants his coffee. Brazilian flavored, he wants Yiddish, he wants Chumash Tekken flavored coffee. Whatever you. He's going to come borrow your pot. He's going to come borrow the pot. He's going to ask you to borrow the pot. To be able to cook water in it, to borrow your pot to cook water to have a ballistic flavored coffee. Avanda. That's why he's buying it. What do you think he's buying it for? I want to tell you a chiddush that I had. This is a papula, 3-minute interlude, and then we'll go back to the topic. There's a moiridiki Yerushalmi in Beitza. The oilam knows there's a sugi in Beitza, machlokes beshami beis hillel. What's the shear by chometz? Is it kebeitza or kesevis? There's a famous machlokes. There's a very cryptic Yerushalmi there. Look it up in Beitza. The Yerushalmi asks, it brings this machlokes b'sham b'sil, and then it says, oi bazoi, how come there's only 36 krisus? This should be a 37th karis. Masechta krisus starts off with shloishim b'shei, that's the masechta start, shloishim b'shei krisus. There are 36 krisus. Frek the Yerushalmi, a one-liner. It brings this mishnah machlokes b'sham b'sil, what the shear is, and it says, oi bazoi, there's a 37th karis. What, when, what's the 37th karis? Most of the achronim p'nei moishah parbenei, the mforshi Yerushalmi learn, it's asking like Beishami. Beishami says the chilik, the shear is kesevis or kebeitza for Bal Yira. It's one for Sa'or, it's one for Chometz, it's a different shear. In the 36th krisin, there should be a 37th one because the shear for Sa'or and the shear for Chometz is two different shearim. It should be listed as a separate chorus. But Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, in his Agoyis, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chochmas Shlomo, I don't know if exactly this is what he means, but this is what I was in Sa'or from Dvorov. He has a different shan in the Yerushalmi. Beis Hillel is the one that says, no, everything is always kezayis. Why? Because if the Bal Yira is kezayis, then the Ichil has to be, it has to be the same shear. Zakar Shlomo Kluger, oh, you're insisting that the Bal Yira and the Chometz have to always be consistent, it has to be the same shear. Oy bazoi, there should be a 37th chorus, there should be chorus for Bal Yira. That's how we learn the Yerushalmi. Listen, Moira de Gazach. The Yerushalmi is asking, Beis Hillel, you're insisting that always the shearim are the same, so consistently insane, if the same. If there's chorus on Achila, there should be chorus on Bal Yira. Because what the Yerushalmi is alluding to, like Reb Shlomo Kluger, this I'm saying with him, since Beis Hillel named on that the shear is the same, and the svara behind it was because he insisted that Bal Yira and Achila have to have the same gedarim, to which the Yerushalmi taunts. They have to have the same gedarim, so Achila has chorus, Bal Yira should also have chorus. Reb Shlomo Kluger says that's challenging Yerushalmi and Beitza. I need a Gemara Pesach. Reb Shlomo Kluger says That's Pshat, Reb Shlomo, I don't need Yerushalmi and Beitza, I already said it. That's Pshat Shkoich. That's Pshat Yerushalmi. This is not my fault. This is what Shlomo Kluger says. That the Yerushalmi's kasha is that there should be chorus on Bal Yira. Now, Tyre Yidden, I ask you, you can suggest that this chorus on Bal Yira, I'm going to quote you a Mishnah. Elu Oivrin Ba Pesach, which we already said. Some say it means Bal Yiroi. Some say it just means get rid of the table. Get Oivim and Ashulchan. But either way, the Mishnah says Eilov and Pesach. It says the seven things on the list. Kutach, Sheikhar, Chayim, Etzadayim, Ezeis, Amitzvah, Zayim, Shatzavah, Mevim, Shatzavah, Mevim, Shatzavah, I needed a Mishnah for that. Now, the Mishnah for Zayis. Harei Eilu Be'azhara, Afal Pi She'en Be'mkaris. So the Mishnah says, if you learn Eilu, Oivim means Bal Yiroi. That's the Mishnah. Did I miss what you want? The Mishnah says, Harei Eilu Be'azhara, Ve'en Lehem Karis. It says, Klar. Now, of course, we know Klar is no Karis. But I'm asking, Leir Shlomo Kluger, his Pshat on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was, for a minute, suggesting there should be a 37th Karis. There should be Karis on Bal Yiroi. How could the Yerushalmi even talk? The Mishnah says there's no Karis.
The Mishnah says
there's 36 cars. Yeah, this is, I know you for many years already, this is Gnoy, the way you're going to catch for the Mishnah itself, and Frank for the Mishnah increases. Yeah, Biskareth. But the emesis, I wanted to say Amorid Gazacha. This came to me once during Chazor Sashat, like 3 weeks ago. Amorid Gazacha. By Vala Moshim. Amorid Gazacha. Rabbi said, didn't we discuss before that it's possible that this Bal Yeroa, when it's not even a Kazayis Bechdech, it was Pras? We suggested that something that's not even a kazayis, that taruv is so big, it's not even a kazayis nefechim's pras. So we said, over there, even if you eat it, you're not chayiv karas, you're not chayiv malchus even. And still, it could be bal yiroa. If you accept that, Zogeh Hazoy, the Yerushalmi has a right to suggest that there's karas on bal yiroa. And on a glat taruvus, there's chometz for eating it, there's even karas for bal yiroa. This that the Mishnah says, ain behem karas, it's retzach and azafal, when it was aimed by Kedei Achila's Pras, but there for sure there's no Karas on the Achila. That's going to be the case when you don't have Karas in the Bal Yiroa on the Lav. That's what I wanted to toif. It's Lippul Pula, but that's what I wanted to toif, that we have a Rebach, what the Yerushalmi means. Now, I want to go one more step further. Let's go back to Taroivis, Bechdei Achila's Pras. The Rambam says, everyone knows...
I don't know, I'm not sure. Yeah. If I remember correctly, I think there's even Shabbat by the
Rabbon and Karas. No, for sure not. No. Karis not Karis. The Karis is from Shemayim. No, I don't remember such a thing. Everyone knows the Rambam. The Rambam says that even if you eat chometz when it's kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, you hear a maisa? You have potatoes that got mixed up with chometz, not just tam chometz. There's chometz mixed in there. There's a kezayis of chometz b'chdei achilas pras, but it's all mixed in. The Rambam says it's about the Osir, Mido Iraisa, but there's no Karas. The Rambam says there's no Karas. I was talking before about when it's Ein Bechadech in this Pras. Now the Rambam says when it's Kedech in this Pras, there's no Karas. Why is there no Karas? So first we have to know, there's a Moira de Kagoin in Simon Tofen and Gimel, which is rather about Matzah. Big Arichas in the Goin, it's rather about Matzah already. But he stells over there, the Goin names on, that this Rambam is not a Vorden Chometz. It's a Yisoid for Avodah Zorah and Treifas and everything, that Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is Doiraisa Abanish Karis. But a lot of Achroinim, and this I want to say over a Chiddush, I saw B'Shem Rav Moshe, fascinating Chiddush, that it's Takavar only in Chometz. It's a steer from few of the Rambams, I'm avoiding that whole, I don't want to make him a turn, but he names on Rav Moshe, Sfasemis learns like that also, I saw, that the Rambam is a Bezundavar only by Chometz on Pesach. By other Inyonim, if the Issa would be a Karis, Shviyas of the Zor, whatever the Isurim would be, a Taroivis of a Kazayis to the Chavis Pras has the full Toikif of the Isur. It's a Bezundervar by Chometz. Why?
But there is no Karas
by Chometz. Yeah. A Kula in Chometz. We were always talking the whole time that we're Machmer Mu by Chometz. Stam, if you're keeping track, Recha Milsa is the Ramah, that it's the same on Pesach. Natlap, Machlekes Machaber Ramah. We're going to slowly get to various things where we're Machmer by Chometz or it's the same thing. Rav Moshe has a Moiridik of their hair that Dafka by Chometz we could be more maker. What's Chometz? 5 minei dogon. Now, you know, let's say you talk about tam ke'ikar or taroivis, a tam of nevela, tam of chazer. It's a certain tam, right? But he says chametz. What's chametz? From the 5 grains. The 5 grains, the taste that you get, the kind of tam it has, when you take mix it with water and bake it in an oven, it's always bad, it's always usr. No, it depends if there was chimutz or there was no chimutz. So you take the same flour and water. If you prepare it matzadik, it has a certain tam, and that's not a negative tam, that's moiridik, that's... Not Sila de Hemnusa, that's the other one, that's Sukkos. What's this one called? Meichel de Mehemnusa. It's a Moira de Kazachin, yeah? That same grain, the Dogon, the same time, you prepare it with the water and you do let it do chimutz. It's the same time of Dogon, but then it's Asr. So what if you have chametz? It's not matzah, it's not chametz, it's taroivis. That's a new Yalfusa, that's called machmetzis. And it's taka separate sugi. It's taka separate sugi because you can't have this negative attitude, oh, that has the time of chametz. For all I know, that same Dogon can reach various conclusions depending on how you. Culinarily prepared. It can get to matzah, it can get to chametz, It could become machmetzes. Machmetzes is a egene zach. What's the gedarm of machmetzes? Well, let's check. Is the bali ra? Machlekes rishonim. Is it also kedais bechelis pras? Yes, especially afusa, but no karis. It has egene gedarm. It's taka egene gedarm. Because it's the same time. The same time can hit matzah. The same time can hit chometz. The same time could hit machmetzes. Machmetzes has its own sugya, and that's a whole new opening to this machmetzes shayla. Now, one major, that's a cool in chometz. Now, there's so many other ones, but I want to pick the main one and try to focus on it. What other major chumra does the oil know about? Where's my Mishnah Berurah? What's the main chumra that we know that chometz is different than all other isurim?
Mashu.
Oh, Marvitik, that's the one I want to get to. Tough mem zayin aleph. What else is Osir b'mashu? Mishnah, by the Zara? Yeah, Yai Nesef, okay, keep it going. Tevel, a couple of other ones, no? Why Tevel? Kashem Shah, you didn't get up to that vlog yet. Okay, it's next week's vlog. Kashem Shah, Poiter b'mashu, Chita, Pateras is a Kree. Kashem Shah, Poiter b'mashu, Oysa b'mashu, there's a Vaidazor, what else? Shanis. Shanis, there's a Toysis earlier. Yeah, you had a Gabi bottle. Yeah, Avada. Avada, but it's not the Mishka, because that's not Macholas. There's a whole list over here. A Vaidazor, Oysa, Vuvan, Shar, Niska, Lagaruf, Irishima. What's with Chametz? So it's Yedua, it's a whole sugi in Psochem, in Avodah Zarah also, in other places. Chometz is Osir B'mashu. Now, Chometz is only Osir B'mashu when it's Nisarif on Pesach. You know, there was a famous tshuva from the Avni Nezer that, you know, some people are Machmedes, they fill up the bathtubs, you know, for water for the whole 7 days, 8 days. Why? Because if you're taking water from the reservoir, maybe someone put Chometz in it on Pesach, and it's a Mashu, right? But there's Osir B'mashu. So they prepare the water before. What's the mile of preparing the water before? Because chametz is only osir b'mashu on Pesach. If the chametz is nisarev before Pesach, it's already bought. Then it's batal b'shishim. Batal b'shishim. Now, Grada, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about this, about eating, drinking water from the reservoirs, and his greatest heter was skumptach from the goyim the chametz. So Fred Rav Avadia and Fred in the Pesach are shul in the Kinneret. It's not coming from goyim. Rachman al-Tlan. You fry it and throwing their leftover picnic chametz to Rachman al-Tlan picnic in from the thing into the Kinneret. There's many other Eterim, but if Avi Nezer says the Heter because it's from Nochri, so I'm asking, what if it's from a Yid? Chomet Shal Yid, Yishom Shal Yisrael, any bottle of Shishim. It's a big Peshayla. But that's one of the major, that's one of the more famous Chumras on Pesach. And that's a Machaber, Kvar out, that's what we paskin, Chomet Zasav Mashu. Now let me ask you something, Moir Dikizach. Let's say you have Chomet that got mixed up on the first day of Pesach. Taroivis, less than, you have your Pesach at the Gacholand, a Mashu of Chomet fell in, much more than you have a huge pot, less than Shishim, yeah? It's the first day of Yom Tov. Could you eat it? No. Chometz be Pesach, Osir be Mashu. So someone told me, I met someone in Lakewood, very choshev ishtot. I was there last Shabbos, so many yidden from Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, Yibaram. So I treftach with a yid over there, he says, if you have chometz that got mixed up on the first day of Pesach, batal b'shishim, he says you can eat it on the eighth day. You can eat it on the acharon shel Pesach. Why? I said, why? Because it's the Rabbana. He says, no, Avada, the Rabbana would also be awesome. It's not Taurus, yeah, but it's awesome. He says, no, but on the eighth day you can eat it. He said, it's Poshet by me, you can eat it on the eighth day. Why? Rabbi Isai, how many days is Pesach? Seven. Not eight. What's the meaning of the Oilam and Chutzlar, it keeps an eighth day? Yeah, maybe, tell me what happened. Because maybe, what does Fekadiyam mean? Maybe Pesach really started the second day. So Tayyid, if the Chametz was mixed on the first day of Pesach, and now you wouldn't eat on the eighth day. You have a Mamona Shachtar to the Sasri, foolproof, no problem. It might not be Pesach. The tzad that it is because that this Taroivus happened the day before Pesach started. You can't not be able to eat it. Gerech, you have a dingerai? You have a reason to argue? I'd rather argue on this. You hold this is good?
Didn't it become
Asa right away? Yeah, it became Asa right away. And it's Chometz that was Asa from Pesach. But now it's after Pesach. Chometz Shachtar over Pesach, it's Yosef Asa. Yeah, so that you have to know. The Rabbanan says, no Chometz Shachtar Pesach on Batal B'Shishim. That's later on. It's before that. There's no on Batal B'Shishim.
What about Chometz
Shachtar? Oh, so there's no Chometz Shachtar on the din of Batal of I think with Elephant Batal is only for Pesach. It's not for Avra. Because we pass it into the Rabbanan. Yes, Muksa. I'm hungry. I'm hungry if you can eat it. That's a muksa. I'm asking if you can eat it. So I hold it also. I had a big tumul. We made a big tumul about him like it. I wanted to say it's also. On the 8th day of Pesach. Yeah, not because it's the Rabbanan Pesach. You should be able to get the Pesach. So I told someone it's not true. I said, can you eat this thing next year Pesach? Listen carefully. Can you eat this thing next year Pesach? You froze it for a year. And you want to eat it next year Pesach. Something got mixed up on Pesach. Third day Pesach. You want to eat it the next year third day Pesach.
No.
Why? It was the Sa'ar before Pesach. It was the Sa'ar the whole year. It was the Sa'ar before. Is Pesach one big Pesach from the next year? If you have chametz that got nisarav an elef on Pesach, could you eat it next year on Pesach? Someone told me, yeah, because it was this Arab before. Next year's Tafshanayin test. This thing was this Arab before Pesach Tafshanayin test. Oh, Nefel, okay. Acher Pesach Tafshanayin test. You know, you saw the noodles this day. So I don't know if that's true, but Zogah Hamorah de Columbus, if it's true that this Arab on Pesach is also even next Pesach, then it's also also on Shmini Shal Pesach. Are you going to say, but Shmini Shal Pesach, Mamon Afshach, Mach Nishloi, Pesach is Pesach. If, I'm saying, big Chedush, I'm letting it go by. If you say that it's also even the next year Pesach, then even though Shmini Shal Pesach, Be'etzim has a Mamon Afshach, oh, but no, Frech Nishloi, something that says Arab on Pesach, also on Pesach. I don't know where to take this. This is a... Yeah, you could eat it during the year. I know, but could you eat it next year on Pesach?
No, it's Pesach.
Oh, so the 8th day is also Pesach. Pesach is Pesach. The past is it's wrong because you could eat it next year, because Lagabi next year would happen before Pesach. But if you accept that Hanocha, that Pesach is Pesach, then Shmini Shal Pesach...
If something was this Arab on the first day, on the last day, if something was this Arab on the last day of Pesach,
yeah,
you can eat it next year on Pesach?
Okay, let me go back to over here.
No,
we
do that like every time.
Now, some people don't eat.
Because if it's this Arab on the last day of Pesach, you're saying next year you can't.
That's what I'm hinting. Close out. Now, there are some people that have a chumrah. Anyone here has a chumrah? They don't eat if the matzah falls into a liquid. I heard about that. There's a chashash. What's the chashash? Chashash chometz. Now there are yidden that eat gebracht on the 8th day. Why? Why? Why is 8th day different? What? No, but why is that? So maybe on the 4th day. Well, why 8th day? Because it's the rabbanon. Because the rabbanon. So what about these guys that are to stroll on the 7th day epis? I think in Eretz Yisrael you have guys on the 7th day, and I'll be the last minute coming on Eichapin. It's a minute I'll be standing in from Chutz Loretz, Mustamah. There's no reason for it. But in Chutz Loretz, on the 8th day, people are making Frektich the Shailah, but they fry matzah brai in the pan. What's going to be next year? Yesterday they were worried it's chometz. Yeah, chometz. So how do you eat it the next year? How do you eat it the next year?
About a year.
Where did you get this year thing? What did you hear? One second, what are we talking about?
A year.
The Chacham Tzvi that says, Bayayin Nesech, on something that's cold, 12 months later, it's mother. You want to mission that Chacham Tzvi, which is only by Yayin Nesech and only by Tzoyin? That! She's saying Chedushim. What's your name? Azov Chedushim. He wants to stel tzu. No. He wants to say a Chedush. There's a Chacham Tzvi that the Pesach Yitzhuva brings down and Simon Tafnum out. That by Yayin Nesech Tzoynin, there's a Bezunder new Heter, if this Taroyv is 12 months later, he's gesund. See, he wants to stell it to Chashash Chometz of Shruya. Shruya is a Chashash Chometz, nish Kindelechter.
It's not 12 months anyway.
It's not 12 months, it's 7 days less. It's not 12 months. It's not 12 months. So, 2 years later, he has two pans.
Very good.
He has two gebrot, you have to tell the guy, Nuchumra, you have to two gebrot the pans and switch over here. Then you can spell through the Chacham Tzvi. Zeyv, it's not a good job. Yeah, special pot. But when do you eat the Knedlich? You eat the first night Knedlich, so what's your problem anyways? Gebrot's not a problem. Oh, the last night. Oh, and we only ate matzah by the last night, the last day at the end. Okay, Zanderzach, okay.
It's 12 months a day.
I don't know, you have to know what this... You have to know what this... I don't know.
Well, it's not chametz.
I don't know. Oh, so I want to just tell you like this. You have a few more minutes, yeah? There's a thing. It's chametz, though. You're the wrong guy. Talk to the Shruni guys. It's really chametz. Rabbi said, there's a thing called cottage betnuva. Your dialogue knows what's cottage betnuva? There's a milchik company in Eretz Yisrael, Tnuva, they sell cottage cheese. Yeah. But now, there's someone else moved up, it's called Cottage B'Tnuva. It's where there used to be the Tnuva factory, they build apartments, you know, the camps. Cottage B'Tnuva, it's a $3 million apartment, you know, get little apartments there. It's not advertising the FJJ. You can buy an apartment in Tnuva. So someone came to with a Shiloh, he has an apartment there in Tnuva. What does he do? It's the 8th day, he's in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. Maybe some people go to Mexico, but he went to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. And his Eretz Yisrael neighbor... is coming in with mamash chametz. The Rebbe is fine with this. Chametz gomer, achron shel Pesach. He's only Pesach. For them, it's Yisruchad. He's coming mamash to chametz. So what is she? It's chotzer ashim shotif. Chametz nechnes l'chatzeirai. So I have a whole shiur on this. We don't have time, but I'm going to tell you that I once said a whole shiur on this, and then I realized the real answer. There's no Israelis in Tanuva. Only chutz l'aretz people. So there's no chametz. There's no chametz in Tanuva. Now, there's a haftocha from Darizal. Darizal says, anyone that's nizer in chometz, a gantz of Pesach has a haftocha that he's not. What a gantz yor! No. That he's not going to have chet.
Is that
Agansia. He's not going to sin. I've talked from the reason. Frek, the mother of Rabbi Kivega, or Maridika Kasha. Bakanta Kasha. From the mother of Rabbi Kivega, yeah. The mother of Rabbi Kivega, Bakanta Kasha. Toysis in Gittin Dav Zion says, the Gemara says, you know the Toysis?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Toysis, let's start again. Toysis in Gittin Dav Zion says, that when it says, Behemten shall tzadikim, ena kodesh baruch, who it a kol al yodam, tzadikim atzman loy kolshkin. That it's not shaykh that a Talmud chokham should come to what a kol and eating. So Frektoysis the Hadid Rabbi Yishmal Koravihit, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that he said, I'm smarter, I could learn by a light of a candle, and not be nichshol. Zoktoysis, what is Toysis' answer? That the haftoch of Behemten shall tzadikim is only by Machilas Asuris. There he was nichshol in Chilas Shabbos. Oh, but Frek the Mammon for Rabbi Kiveger. But the Arizal was Maftiach that if you're not in Nichshol and Chomets, in Achilas Chomets, you're going to have Avtocha not to be Choyte the whole year. So how did he come to be Nichshol and Chilul Shabbos? As I Frek the Mammon for Rabbi Kiveger. It's a good kasha. Good kasha. Bomba kasha. So the Arizal came after Rabbi Shmuel. That's one teretz. A few years later. You know, I don't know exactly the history of the various Tanoam Amiroim. You know, we have in the Steinzel tells you exactly which year he was. This, that, like. But I think the Arizal was after the Rabbi Shmuel. But I heard once a nice teretz. I have a lot of teretz on this, not for now, but I heard once a nice teretz. The haftoch of the Arizal, how does it work? It's not a lifetime warranty. It works
for a year.
So when does the year end? When is the warranty up? No, the first day of Pesach. It doesn't include the next Pesach, because if it included the next Pesach, it would automatically be a built-in lifetime warranty. It obviously goes only till Pesach. So the story of Rabbi Shmuel was Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach is before he got him the new warranty. That's a teretz to the kasha. Put the teretz. So good to Teretz. There's a chazal, I think it's a medrash, that all the tzaris that Klal Yisrael suffers through all the different years in the Golis is because when Esav or Rosha, Esav and Yaakov went to the brachas from Yitzchak, the medrash says Esav, Vayechad Esav Charad the Gadol, and he cried. Vayechad Yitzchak Charad the Gadol. Esav started crying. Halabrocha achasi Avi. Esav started crying. The bechi of Esav, all the tzoros that Klai Yisrael vinked and treret, is from the schus from that bechi of Esav. Frekter of Shmuel Shmelkam in Nicholsburg, a murder the Kakasha. Klai Yisrael's crying so much. Why it's not bottle? Bottle b'shishin, bottle b'elef, bottle b'bib. What is it? It's like Chometz the Pesach. Why is the Bechi of Klal Yisrael all through the years not already Mevatel the Bechi? And then comes the Geula. The Medrash says that we're suffering and crying because of those tears of Esav. So it should have been bottled the right. So there's a sugi of Kama bottle. You guys didn't do it yet. It's coming up. You did it already last time. But a few days later, it's coming up. Kama bottle, the big sugi. If Heter Neifel Isser, Isser Neifel Heter. But why? Maybe Kama bottle. It's a Oh, but he said like this. He said, Min b'minoi is not but only min b'she'eni minoi. He says like this. Why did Esav cry? Esav cried for the Gashmias. Esav cried for the Gashmias. Mishmani Oretz. He cried for the Gashmias. Klal Yisrael, with all the krechtzing, is crying on the Gashmias. That's min b'minoi. If there would be emes t'rerim. And the truth is, it has to be, we know, the Ran and the Doran, it has to be Isser b'heter. Heter b'heter, or Isser b'Isser, is min b'minoi. And then it's not bottle. The Tereren have to be under a sort of Tereren. It has to be Tereren for the right thing. If our demois, if our tears would be not for the Tzorach and Gashmi, but would have to be for the Geula, for the Shechinta Begalusa, for Klai Yisrael, for an under Yid that's suffering, and Ishfar Yedr Eina Farzich, then it would have to be Mavatel the demois. It would be Min Mishayni Minoi, Min Mishayni Minoi Bottle.
We really
hold it Min Domino. Yeah, you see, anyway, that's Yizicha name is Zicha Levi Yitzchak, or Levi Yitzchak, but Ditchim, Volkizok, yeah, Mahalten Dach Min Domino, Kemen Paskin, anyway. Sane Geroyin Shal Yisrael. But this is the vart that it can't be bottle. We have to know there has to be a tzipisul Yeshua with Tereren. You know, there's a famous vart. There's a pasuk in Shmuel. Shaul HaMelech asks Yonason. David HaMelech is trying to escape, and Shaul HaMelech asks Yonason, "Madu aloi beben Yishai gam tamol gam ayoyim al alechem? Where is he? It was Rosh Chodesh. He said Rosh Hashanah. Why is David not here?" So Yonason tried stalling. You know, I don't learn Tanakh. So the lashon of the pasuk is. And I'm saying about Daryl Drush. Madu aloi ba ben Yishai. This is for Rosh Hashanah. Gam tamoil, gam hayoim. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The Olam is betting and betting. So why didn't he come? The answer is al halechem. The Olam daven Rosh Hashanah. You're davening for bread instead of davening for the geula. Madu aloi ba ben Yishai. Gam tamoil, gam hayoim. A similar word al derech zeh in Parshas Mishpatim. Achim yoim o yoimayim lo yokum. One day of Yom Kippur, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Why Takas Mashiach doesn't come? Ki kas bayu. The olam is weiter. The Treren is not for the right Treren. You know, there's a moira de Bar Tanura. Fascinating. When we're getting ready for Pesach, Bema's getting ready for the Geula. The Bar Tanura writes, the Mishnah says in Perakei, Asora doirois mi odam et noyach loydia kame erech apayim. That the Eberster was so marach af for the door of the Mabul. Says the Bar Tanura, it's a scary zach. Says the Bar Tanura, we're sitting in Golas for so many years. He says, for 1400 years we're sitting in Golas. He says, so people are miyayish. They think it's going to be, it's not coming. No. The lesson we learned from Noach, that you see the Eberster was marachaf even more, 1540 years. This is the Bar Tanura talking 500 years ago, he says. So we're going to see. Don't think it's too late. You see, by Noach, it schlepped Tzuchoy so many years, 1500 years. Rabbi Yisrael, one of those time were 500 years after this Bar Tanura. He was trying to be Mephias because it was less than 1500. Mahaltendach afilu noch then. We have to know to try to stel tzu to that. Now, it's a very auspicious time right before Pesach. On one hand, we're mamish mitzapel l'geula. On one hand, it's a fascinating zach. The connection of Pesach is be'etzem connecting us back always to the free of the kedoyers. I'm saying this with a hisrakshus. Baruch Hashem, my father's here with me. He just became an elter zeda, which means I became a zeda, and we named the baby last week Chanoich. Al Shem, my Zayda, his Shver, Chanoich Ben Yaakov Abramowitz, who was through Auschwitz and quite a few other places, and he lived till 98 or 99 years old, and now there's an anicle named after him. And why am I saying this? Because you have to know that a Leil HaSeder connects us back. You know, we say it's thousands of years ago, but if you chap that by a Leil HaSeder, you sit with your Zayda, with the elder Zayda, you sit with generations. You know how many Sdorim you go back? It's only 30. If the link of the chain is not in years or decades even, but in family seders, I sat with my Zayda, by his Zayda, he sat with his Zayda. You go back from Zayda to Zayda. The connection back is not that far, and that's really, we're connecting back to that and also linking the chain towards Vayter. So Marta Gazach, I heard this. Holach ma'ani. The Chaznish used to say, imagine if someone would have a Yerusha, the becher of the goyim. I don't know. You have to chap when we're holding the matzis. It's holach ma'ani. It's this matzis. It's the same matzis. Then this is the Chaznish used to say. I'm not going into a self-separate topic. Machine matzis versus hand matzis. All the others, lishma, this, adin and asiya, kenish rani them. It's bakante, right? Chaznish used to say, avad the hand matzis. In Mitzrayim, there was no machines. We want to stel tzu to the zelich hasart matzis was a given in Mitzrayim. In a parenthetical statement, the matzis in Mitzrayim look more like the Yemenic ones, not like ours either. But that's what the Chazanish said. Medaf on tapin to the matzis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's the two aspects that on one hand we're stelling tzu, connecting back to Holach Ma'anya, but going very fast forward towards the Geula. So I want to say for one more their hair in a kuda. Very interesting. On Pesach, we want to get ready to be Ben Choyrin. But how do you suddenly do that transition? I mean, a whole year, we're schwitzing, we're working, especially before Pesach, we're ma'arbet nach shverer, and all of a sudden you become Ben Choyrin on Pesach. How does that happen? So I saw Merdek Zach, there's a Rashi in Bereshis. Rashi says, Vayamashishi, and then it was Vayachulu, was Shabbos. Rashi says, on Shabbos, it's ki'ilu kol malachtecho asuya. So Vayamas, what does that mean? Ki'ilu kol malachtecho asuya. Who are you fooling? How do you do that? So then, as I heard from Rav Shlomo Kanievsky, I was with him last week in Lakewood. He said over Meredek at their head, he says, the emphasis is, how could a person in his mindset, you have a tedious job, you have whatever you're tarred with all week. What do you mean it just goes away on Shabbos? It's coming back to Moitz Shabbos. You know, you're going to check, there's going to be 42 emails from the Goyim and the Fry, whoever sent you, or the guys from Israel, whatever. It's coming in, the emails, come to Ram. So how do you say that? So he says, you have to understand, the emes, Shabbos is bracha, and there's no klola. The klola is b'zeis apecha toichalochem. Everyone has to work, everyone has to shitzos, because b'zeis apecha toichalochem. He says, so this is his lashon, I'm quoting. He says, some people on this Indian is mestapek b'mut. Some people is mahadrin. Some people are gor, mahadrin min a mahadrin on b'zeis apecha toichalochem. But that's their choice. Which darga you want to still to on the b'zeis apecha. But you have to know that when it comes Shabbos is ois. So I heard once from another gadol. He said, very interesting. He said, someone came to him with a shayla. He says, I can't. I have a certain kind of a job that I'm telling you, comes Friday night, comes Shabbos, I can't separate. It's there, it's on my head. So change jobs, get a different job. He says, what? V'toni shisha otu chada? I'm a chuyif. I have 6 days. There's one day of Shabbos. I understand, I respect. Shabbos, grace is up. I'm telling you, I can't disconnect. You're telling me I have to change my job, I have to change my mektsoa, vizokim, and my profession, I have to change. Six because of one? Shabbos should be mechayiv that I have to change my job? So I'd rather ask this to Rabbi Kanievsky, Rabbi Shlomi Kanievsky, Ben Agrach. So he said, if a guy's mahajim and a mahajim, it's not going to help him. He's going to change his profession. It's not going to help anyways. He's anyways going to be from the mahajim and a mahajim. But I think there's a different akuda. If you put into perspective that Shabbos is the ikr, and the yimei choyl is the tuffel, so then you put that into perspective. So then, yeah, Shabbos could warrant from you that, yes, get a different job if you can't. Now, the same thing is with Pesach. Pesach, when we come, a ben choyrin, it's once a year, but what, we're putting on a play? We're putting on a hatzagah? No. We're tuning in to reality. Ein ben choyrin, elamisha oisik b'toyra. And if we try to strengthen our bond with the Rabbeinu Shloim and with Torah, then we can still see that in our Leil HaSeder, which we actually live going through Mitzrayim, and I'll tell you, I had this chus for the first time in my life. I heard a drasha from Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Shlita here in America last week. He lives not far from me in Eretz Yisrael, but never had an opportunity to hear him. I actually heard him. He usually speaks for about 2 hours. He spoke. He was given instructions to speak for 6.5 minutes, which he did. Shalai Kederach HaTeva. But I want to tell you about one nakuda that he said. He said over a beautiful zach, which usually takes him 1.5 hours. He said it in 7 minutes. I'll say it in 1.5. The Brisker Rav was the best storyteller ever. And he used to say over a story with the details. And one of the stories he would say over, how a time when Reb Chaim went to visit Reb Elameir, the Lodge of Rav, Meisel, Reb Elichaim Meisel Milodge. And he said that there was 3 trains. How do you get from Brisk to Lodge? There was one very quick train, but all the posh the goyim went on it. There was another train with Taka Besser mentioned, but it went very slow. And there was a third train that went very fast, but it stopped by every single station. And Reb Chaim had a whole nidden which train to take. And at the end, he was machreid to take the second train. And then the Brisker Rav goes on with the story. So Reb Chaim Ezrachi asks, he says, I had a kasha on the Brisker Rav. What's mevichtig, this detail, this train? What's that relevant to the story? He wants to get to a point. What's the purpose of the details? 3 kinds of trains, the machriya, this, what's the shayches? Hatar gezogt, the Brisker Rav hat nish der zelt maiselach. The Brisker Rav hat iber der lept the maisel. When the Brisker Rav said over a story, he relived the story. If the stories had details of which train and hachra, that's the story, he was living it. Chayiv adam leharois es atzmai ki liyotzim in Mitzrayim, ki pshutoy eret iber der lept the story. You should know, ad hayoyim, if you want to know, there's no recordings of the Chofetz Chaim, his voice, but there is one way to hear the Chofetz Chaim's voice. Rabbi Avram Yeshua, Soloveitchik Shlita, he says a Shiran Chumash, which includes Brisker stories with, down to the finer details. And I don't know which parish it is, but it's Yiduah. There's 1 week where he says over a certain story where Rabbi Chaim had Ketrefen with the Chofetz Chaim. And part of the story is when he says something the Chofetz Chaim said. And if you listen carefully, you'll hear the Chofetz Chaim's voice because he says it, Genoi V'yisat Geven. It's part of the Messiah. But that's the Nakuda Midaf Ibrleben. So we Mizel Ibrleben. The Yitzias Mitzrayim und der Leben zend the Geula b'mheir v'yamein w'amein.